Welcome back to the roundtable. And Dave Brubeck passed away on December 5th, 2012, one day before his 92nd birthday. A jazz pianist noted for his improvisational skills, Brubeck was also a composer of many fully notated compositions. These include choral pieces, hymns, orchestral works, chamber music, ballet suites, a string quartet, solo pieces for piano, violin, and voice, and large-scale works for chorus and orchestra. The 13th annual Saratoga Choral Festival concert at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, New York, will feature the choral music of Dave Brubeck, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Andrea Goodman, director of the Saratoga Choral Festival, to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joan.
We always love having you with us.
Thank you.
We were going to have some music that was appropriate. We played the wrong track, unfortunately, but we'll play it on the way out so people can get a sense of what it is that we are talking about. How did you come to this idea of Dave Brubeck?
Well, I taught at Skidmore in 1999-2000, and Chris Brubeck was on the faculty. So one day he's walking in the hallway with his dad, just like that. And they pulled
me
aside. It's extremely cool. And they pulled me aside and said, well, we have all this choral music. Would you like to see it? And of course, like everybody else, I just thought he was known for his jazz. And I also, though, had done work with Greg Smith and the Greg Smith Singers earlier, a few years before, with Dave. So I was somewhat familiar, but I didn't realize to the extent of the huge volume of choral music that he wrote with orchestra and jazz combo, which is really exciting.
So for your program, you're doing work that is both published and unpublished.
That's correct.
So what did you choose?
I chose something we had done then called Pange Lingua Variations because these pieces give a chance for the jazz combo to play. And that's fascinating. You don't see that or hear that in any other works of choral music that I know of, where the music simply stops, the jazz combo takes over, improvises on what was just done. Then I have to know when they're finished, and which is always a challenge. Well, because jazz musicians do it instinctively all the time. They know 16 bars, 20 bars, and so on, and they come back in. So he gives the pianist, in this case, gives me the nod, and I bring the entire rest of the ensemble back in, and we continue on with the work, and then we stop later on. And so it's this interplay between the jazz combo and the orchestra and chorus, which is fascinating. And then Canticles of Mary is another piece that was written in the year after I'd been at Skidmore, which is unpublished, but I heard that on the internet one day and had to track down Dave's longtime conductor, Russell Gloyd, who gave me the parts and the scores and said, by all means, go ahead. And so we are tackling that one, and it's equally fascinating music.
What is it like to tackle something like that that has not been published, and you're sort of, you don't really have, it doesn't have a track record for you to follow, as it were?
Well, we do have some recordings of it, as now we have recordings of mostly everything. We didn't have it back then when I first did the music, but Chris was on hand, Chris Brubeck, too. Help the students say, well, here's where you play. Apparently there's this oral tradition because it's not in the score. So my first job is to get the best jazz musician I could find who was trained in the Brubeck style, who knows how to do this. And I found a protege called Eldar Jankirov, who knows the style. And Brubeck loved him. He was a student at the Brubeck Institute in California. And he knows what to do. And he's just going to play with us. He's listened to the recordings. He knows how it works too. And you know, Chris is always available by email still to talk to.
So. or to learn a little bit more.
Yes, that's right.
About it.
Yeah.
What is it like for you because this, yes, it's choral music, but it is different for you. I mean, it is a different sound.
It's a different sound, but it's no less thoroughly composed. It's full on, you know, fugues, augmentations, diminutions of the music. You know, it's just as good as any classical or as the best classical composers would write. So the only thing really different is that there are chords that are similar to jazz chords. There are rhythms that are more jazz-like, perhaps. And it's all makes for fascinating, interesting, and lively and alive music that you don't hear every day. So.
would have been the challenges in directing this and working with your very, very talented group?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, they love it. And, you know, a lot of it is based on the tunes that are from, been around for centuries, Panja Lingua. Da da di da 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 di da 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 di da 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 da. Everyone knows that one. So that's the basis of this 38-minute composition. The challenges will be to come when the jazz musicians join us, and they have, you know, again, as we said, the interplay of knowing when to start and stop, because this is just something you have to know, or that you've. They're going to give me a cue as to when sure. when they're going to be finished, and you know.
And when you look at this type of work, is there an explanation, do you think, to audiences? But because of the familiarity, you don't have that as much, because the name Brubeck so personifies jazz, I guess is
right.
the question I'm asking.
But they're going to get it.
Okay.
They're going to get the jazz. They're going to get Brubeck. We're doing also Take Five in the program. And our jazz pianist was nominated for a Grammy in 2008, Eldar. And he's doing a piece from his new recording, Breakthrough, that came out this spring. So I think there's something in it for everybody. Jazz audiences are going to be thrilled by this, because it's everything they want. And it's everything the classical choral musician wants, too, because it's all in there. So...
You got a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And where are you in the rehearsal schedule right now?
Well, we have we're at the end of our second week. We have one more week, and like any other orchestra choral program, the instrumentalist is also a string orchestra here and percussionist too, and they don't come in until the second to last day, and then the jazz musicians join us on the last day. So that's always the scary part, you know. So,
the last day.
Yeah, like the day of the concert, they'll be coming in from the city, from New York, and working with us at the sound check. And so,
jazz musicians.
So there's always that element of improvisation, whether you want it or not. You know, that's it's going to happen.
But you also know what you're expecting and ready for that.
We've met several times. And we say, okay, here's where you're going to do this. Here's where you're going to do that. And we'll stop here. We'll wait for three times, and then we'll come back in. And you know, we all talked about it, but then we'll put it together.
This is very exciting.
Yes,
I'm thrilled about this. It's the Saratoga Choral Festival's Dave Brubeck Tribute Concert, which takes place on July 28th at 3:00 at the Spy Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, New York. To learn more, you can visit SaratogaChoralFest.org. SaratogaChoralFest.org. We're going to play a little of the music on the way out. Andrea Goodman, thank you so much for joining us. A great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. And also SPAC.org. We're on the SPAC's website, too.
SPAC.org, of course, part of the Saratoga, the Spa Little Theater. SaratogaChoralFest.org. Andrea, best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.